I got an advertisement from Brother Dave. And he didn't have the discernment to tell that this was bad, so he wanted me to tell him if it was bad or not. No, I'm just kidding. He knew it was bad. But there's this advertisement, and it showed this guy. He's wearing a suit and tie, okay? And he's holding a big, giant, family-sized Bible. You know these giant Bibles? Big, giant King James. And he's sleeping in church and slobbering on himself with this giant Bible. And it says, is this your idea of church? It doesn't have to be. And then on the back, they've got this movie theater set up. And the sneak preview of the what's it called? What was it called? The Voyage Church. The Voyage Church, it was called. And you get free tickets if you come on July 15th. Oh, good night. What am I doing here? Is today July 15th? This is a sneak preview. I'm going to miss my movie tickets, okay? Because if you come to this church, to the sneak preview on July 15th, you get two tickets to the blasphemous, God-hating movie, Evan Almighty. Evan Almighty. Doesn't that sound like a godly movie? Doesn't that sound like a movie that lifts up Jesus Christ? Evan Almighty. I think it's the sequel to another blasphemous movie called Bruce Almighty. Is it right? Is it the sequel? Bruce Almighty. Evan Almighty. How about the Lord God Almighty? How about Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father? You can go, my friend, to the Positive Only Church. The Voyage Church. I'll give you directions after the service. You may be able to catch the end of this thing. We get out pretty early around here. You might be able to get the end of this thing. And you'll get two free tickets to Evan Almighty to have your mind perverted by the devil. In a movie theater watching a blasphemous, anti-God, God-mocking movie. But I'll tell you something about that church, though. Yes, they give out blaspheming movie tickets. Okay, come on. Can you get over that? So what if they give out a blasphemous movie ticket? So what if they don't tell you whether they're a charismatic, a Baptist, a Presbyterian, a Methodist? Who knows what they are? They're just the Voyage Church. Can you get over the fact that the pastor looks like a homosexual? I mean, what's the big deal anyway? Huh? Can you get over the fact that it's pastors, him and his wife, they're both the pastor? Come on. Look past that, because I'll tell you one good thing. Let's talk about what's good about this church. You'll never hear anything negative there.